This is a tape recording.
I'm 15 years old. Because of my mother and the baby I'm expecting, I won't use my real name. I'll call myself Doris Kane. I'm making this broadcast in the hope that someone, somewhere, may benefit from my mistake. Before I tell you of the crimes I've committed, I've been asked to read this prepared statement. I make this confession of my own free will because it is true. There has not been any force or violence used upon my person to induce me to make these statements. Without promise of immunity or reward or gratuity, I confess.
I confess. Documented confessions of actual crimes. To protect the legal rights of this girl, names and places will be changed or deleted. The case history is true. Listen, then, if you have the courage, to an actual confession of a documented crime. By the grace of God, never let it be you. Doris Kane, you realize that what you're going to tell us is being recorded. It'll be broadcast to the general public.
Yes, I know.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I knew he was dead. Even before they told me, I knew he was dead. And I...
Suppose you try and tell it from the beginning. They say you lived in Cleveland.
I ran away.
But your home is still there?
I lived with my mother. My father and her were separated.
Hmm. What does your mother do?
She sews. She does sewing.
Why'd you leave home?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess because she was always treating me like a kid.
Doris, that you?
Uh-huh.
You know what time it is.
Yeah?
12 o'clock.
No.
Bumming around till midnight.
What are you working so late for?
I'm almost finished. Where were you?
Out.
Out. Where?
With some friends.
Friends. Friends like Jimmy, I suppose.
You just don't like him. I'm going to bed.
You come on back here.
What do you want?
You was out with Jimmy, wasn't you?
Oh, right, I was out with Jimmy.
Don't you give me them talking back answers. Where did you go?
We were bowling.
Bowling, huh? They serve liquor there. Jimmy bought you liquor, didn't he?
I didn't have any liquor.
Don't lie to me. I could smell it when you came in. He bought you liquor, a kid like you.
I'm not a kid.
Go on. Go on to bed. I can't do anything with you. I give up. I've done all I can. You're just no good.
Mom. I'm sorry. Mom.
Go on to bed.
It was like she said, I was no good. Jimmy was at the bowling alley. He wanted me to meet him there after they closed up at 2 o'clock. To say goodbye, he said, because he was going away and I might never see him again. And then I got a crazy idea. Maybe I could go with him. I put my clothes in a box and sneaked out the back way. Jimmy was glad to see me. It was one thing about Jimmy. Oh, he's glad to see me.
Dory, I thought you weren't coming.
I wasn't.
Your mom, huh?
You know how she is.
I'd have gone crazy if you hadn't come back to say goodbye. What's in the box?
Clothes.
What for?
I'm running away.
Yeah?
Jimmy, take me along.
Take you along?
Please, Jimmy, I won't be any trouble. Honest, I won't.
Gee, I don't know.
Please, Jimmy. Please.
Well, maybe. Okay, why not?
Thanks, Jimmy.
Sure, come on.
We went across town to the Congress Hotel, I think it was. Jimmy said he had to meet a friend of his. We waited out on the sidewalk. I wondered if I shouldn't go back and tell my mother goodbye, but I couldn't. Maybe I'd write her a letter, see, tomorrow, just so she'd know I was all right. And then, about a half hour, a car pulled up in front of the hotel. Jimmy opened the door for me.
Hi.
Hop in, Dory.
All right.
Put your stuff in the back. Doris, this is Frank, my partner.
Hello.
You didn't say anything about bringing a girl along.
We just arranged it.
I said the two of us.
If you don't like it, let us out at the next corner.
Oh, no, take it easy. Don't get blisters.
It's just that she didn't say anything.
Forget it, will you?
Sure, sure. If you say she's okay, it's okay. What time is it?
It's about 2:30.
It's too late to make a connection. We got to roll.
Frank drove fast. Jimmy put his arm around me. I felt warm inside. After a while, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was daylight. Jimmy was sleeping. We were somewhere out in the country. Frankie didn't seem sleepy at all. He just kept driving. Then Jimmy woke up. It must have been about an hour later when we stopped at a little gas station. It was just this little gas station, no other buildings around.
How does it look to you, Jimmy?
Fine.
It's pretty out of the way. No other customers.
No waiting.
Just what I was thinking. I'll be right back.
Sure is dead out here.
Yeah.
Frank must be tired.
Frank never gets tired, as long as he can get a fix.
He's gone inside the station.
Yeah. You know something?
What?
You're pretty.
What did you mean before about Frankie?
Hmm?
About not getting tired, long as he can get a fix.
Oh, age. You know, heroin. He's hooked on the stuff.
Oh.
No kidding, Dora. You're real pretty. You know I couldn't really have left you. Honest, I couldn't.
Say.
Yeah?
What's keeping Frank?
I don't know. Dory. I love you, Dory.
Jimmy.
You love me?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jimmy.
Hey, I got a great idea.
What?
Why don't we get married?
Married?
Why not?
Married.
Listen, Frank's got something big lined up. Real big. He's taking me in with him. We'll have plenty of money. We'll get an apartment. In San Francisco, maybe. How does that sound, honey?
Jimmy, it sounds wonderful.
Mrs. Jimmy Kane.
Mrs. Jimmy Kane.
Oh, honey.
Here comes Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get rolling.
Well, you didn't get any gas.
Nope.
How was it, Frank?
Not bad, not good. 50, that was all he had.
50? That's okay.
Jimmy, what is it? Jimmy, what's happening? Something happened.
Take it easy, Dory. Everything's all right.
See anybody in the back?
Just a second. Nope, all clear.
Okay. Yeah, this ought to hold us a while.
Jimmy!
Hey, Frank, guess what? Dory and me are going to get married.
Married? You're kind of young for that.
We'll tell them we're older. You can give the bride away.
No kidding. That's great. Married, huh?
Yeah, we can stop off at the next town, pick up a license, and look for a justice of the peace.
Here comes the bride, big, fat, and wide. Da 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 da
da da da. We got the license. Then we stopped at a country judge's place and got married. Frank was the witness. By that time, it was getting towards evening. Frank was going to try and connect for some H, he said. He was running out of caps. He dropped Jimmy and me at a motel. Wasn't much of a honeymoon, I guess, but it was... Well, I was Jimmy's wife, and I didn't care where we stayed as long as we were together. You know...
I wonder where that's going.
I don't know.
Old married people, huh?
Yeah. Jimmy, what happened?
What happened when?
At the gas station. The money Frank gave us. He got it at the gas station, didn't he?
So what?
But a holdup.
He did it. We didn't do it. He did.
Scared. Frank... He's a dope addict, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hooked bad. If he don't score, he goes crazy.
You, Jimmy?
What?
Hooked?
Me hooked? Oh, of course not.
Do you use it?
Maybe a joy pop once in a while, just for kicks. But I haven't got the habit, if that's what you mean. Just now and then.
I'm scared, Jimmy.
You sorry I took you along?
No, I'm not sorry, Jimmy. I just don't want you getting into trouble, that's all. Who's that?
Frank, probably.
I'll get it.
No, you wait here. Yes?
State police. You Mr. Kane?
Yeah, that's me.
My partner and I would like to see you outside.
What for?
There's a gas station held up about 75 miles east of here. We're checking an all-late arrival.
Hold up. I didn't have anything to do with a holdup.
Officer, he didn't have anything to do with a holdup.
Stay out of this, Doris.
We just got married. See, here's our marriage license. He's been with me all day.
Let's see that. Just got married today, huh? Well, congratulations. Here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, say.
Yeah?
How old are you?
21.
Yeah. Man I described was old enough to be your father. Good luck, kid.
Thanks.
Jimmy.
Oh, it's all right, honey. You did great, just great. You know something? You're all right.
I was part of it now. I'd lied for him. The next morning, Frank picked us up. He said he'd found a mule. You know someone who sells heroin. We told him about the state police and he got mad. We went about 50 miles and then Frank pulled up at another gas station. I was scared. Jimmy kept telling me to take it easy. Frank got out of the car and left Jimmy and me sitting there. We didn't say anything. We just sat there. We just sat there waiting.
Frank?
All clear?
Huh. Yeah, all clear. Frank?
Yeah?
Did you have to kill him?
I don't like witnesses.
But you didn't have to kill him, did you?
I don't like cops on my neck.
Why'd you have to kill him?
Because I had to, that's why. Now shut up.
We kept driving west. We'd stop in different places on the way, sometimes a week, sometimes only a couple of days. We changed cars lots of times. Frank got them off parking lots. He'd always change the license plates, putting on cold plates, he said. We kept on the move. It was almost 3 months now. I guess the only reason I didn't run out was because I was married to Jimmy. Someplace near Denver, I got sick on the road and we had to stop. After I was all right again, we went on. I was afraid of Frank. Kept using more and more narcotic.
Doris?
Yeah?
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay.
From now on, you earn your way.
What?
I said from now on, she earns her way. No more dead weight. We could use her for a lookout.
Why does she have to get into this?
Because she's here and worth feeding, and that's why.
Now listen.
Now you listen, Buster. After we hit the big job in Frisco, you're on your own. I don't care what you do. Take your cut and scram. But until then, I'm the boy.
I'm not going to do it.
It's just till we get to Frisco, honey.
I'm not going to do it.
Just sit in the car, and if you hear somebody come and beep the horn or flash the lights, that's all you have to do.
I can't do it. I'm scared.
I'll be depending on you, honey. You don't want me killed, do you?
Why can't you quit it, Jimmy? What if they catch us?
That'll be up to you. Right, Frank?
That's right, Doris. It'll all be up to you.
After that, I was the lookout. I don't remember how many holdups there were. It was all like a dream. When we got to San Francisco, we got a room in Richmond. That's across the bay. And Frank got a place in town. Frank had plans for this big job. That's what he called it, the big job. He didn't tell me any of the details. He didn't want me along on this one, but still I was scared. But the first time Jimmy was carrying a gun, I tried to talk to him before he left. Funny, you remember silly things. I remember the landlady was vacuuming in the hallway outside.
Listen, honey.
Don't do it, Jimmy. Please.
This is the last one, honey, the last one. After this, we don't have to worry anymore.
I can't help worrying, Jimmy. Everything.
What do you mean, everything?
Are you hooked, Jimmy? Did Frankie hook you on the stuff so you can't do without it?
Oh, I use a little, sure. You know that. So what? Let's not talk about it, you hear?
Please, Jimmy, don't go today.
It's all set, honey. Now listen
to me.
What
if something goes wrong?
Nothing's going wrong. Now listen to me, will you? It's 3 o'clock now. Frank will get back here at 5 with the money. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, Frank and I are going to have to separate. I'll take the bus back here. It'll take longer, but it'll be safer. You'll be all packed and ready to go.
I don't like it, Jimmy.
You just wait here.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
Kiss me?
Sure, honey. Now, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. Goodbye, honey.
I didn't have a radio or a newspaper or anything. I just sat there and waited. Then I began to feel sick. I thought it was because I was nervous or something. I went out and saw our landlady. She told me to lay down and she went for a doctor. The doctor came and gave me something and went away. After 5 o'clock, Jimmy came in. He was all out of breath. I was so glad to see him, I cried.
Hi, honey.
Jimmy!
No, honey, take it easy. Nothing to cry about. Everything was perfect. Now I hit you.
I thought I'd never see you again.
Oh, don't be silly. They can't hurt me. Where's Frank?
He's not here.
Not here? Well, I took the bus. He had the car. Should have been here long ago. Hey, maybe they picked him up.
You think they did?
Well, otherwise he'd be here. Oh, boy, I hope not. I told him I should have taken part of the money. We haven't got any dough.
Jimmy, remember I felt sick?
Wonder where he is.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
Remember I felt sick that time? Well, I got sick again. I had to have a doctor.
When?
While you were gone just now.
What was the trouble?
Well, the doctor was here. He says I'm going to have a baby.
What?
That's what he said.
Honey.
Jimmy, what are we going to do?
A baby.
What are we going to do?
That's wonderful. When Frank gets here, we'll have a big celebration. That's what we're going to do. We'll celebrate all the way down to L.A. I wonder where he is. Frank's too smart for the cops. They never got him.
Did they see you?
I don't know. All I know is we can't stay here.
What about Frank? He's got the money. He's got the car.
Tell you what. We'll wait here till morning. Then I'll go down and get a paper. The paper will tell us whether they got him.
Jimmy, I'm scared.
Oh, now, don't worry, honey. Frank will be here. He's too smart for those dumb cops. He'll be here. Only I'm getting the shakes. Could sure use a fix.
We didn't go to sleep. Jimmy took a fix and kept pacing the floor all night. I knew now that Jimmy was an addict, too. I got sick again. Finally, when the morning papers came out, Jimmy went down and got one. When he came back, his face was white.
How do you like that? How do you like that?
What's the matter?
Here it is, right here in the paper. But there's nothing about anybody getting caught. Says they got away. How do you like that? We've been left high and dry.
He's got all our money?
Every penny of it. He ditched us. He took the car and all the money and he ditched us.
Jimmy, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to. No car, no money. You're going to have a baby.
We'll be all right.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Sure. We'll be all right. We'll clean up, honey, you and me. Who needs Frank anyhow? Only without him, where can I connect for some stuff? Dory, I gotta have it now. I gotta have it.
I packed our bag and we left. We were pretty lucky. We hitched a ride out of town. Then we got another ride. It was a small truck. The man was going all the way to Los Angeles. We rode a couple of hours and then I got feeling sick again.
What's the matter, honey?
I don't feel well, Jimmy.
Well, now, ma'am, what you need is some coffee. I got me a thermos in the glove compartment there.
Well,
go on, dig it out, why don't you?
Oh, thanks, mister.
Sure, go right ahead, help yourself. Yes, that coffee's the best thing in the world for the digestive system.
Maybe it will help me.
Best thing in the world for you. Sorry I can't stop for you to drink it, but I got a schedule to meet.
That's okay.
Yes, sir, nothing like coffee. Well, my daddy used to feed me coffee when I was 5. It's great. Of course, that's why I'm only 5'1" in my stocking feet.
Mister?
Yeah?
This is a gun in my pocket.
What?
Now, don't get excited. Just pull over to the side of the road.
Hey, what is it?
Don't talk. Just do as I say. This might go off.
All right. Take it easy.
Hand your wallet over here.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I got all my identification in there. Take the money, but for Pete's sake...
The wallet, I said. Now get out.
It's plain stupid of you, buddy.
Get out. Walk around the front of the truck.
Where are you going, Jimmy?
Wait here. Okay, mister, turn around.
What are you going to do?
Just...
Jimmy.
Okay, honey.
Jimmy, you killed him.
He'll be okay. I just clunked him on the head. Give us more time.
You shouldn't have done that, Jimmy.
Look in the wallet. How much is there in
it? You shouldn't have done that.
Come on. How much is there?
Let's see. $20. Just one $20 bill.
$20? No, that's not bad. When we get to Merced, I'll make a connection and get a couple of caps. We'll ditch the truck, then we'll swipe a car someplace and pull a job that'll keep us a while.
Oh, please, Jimmy, no more.
You're crazy. We gotta have money. I gotta have it right away.
I'll get a job, Jimmy.
The cop's right behind us, and you're gonna get a job. Oh, don't talk silly, honey. Our luck's hot. Besides, I know how to pull him now.
Maybe you killed him.
No, I didn't hit him that hard. Just hard enough to make him sleepy. I didn't kill him.
Maybe you did. Jimmy, what are we going to do?
I told you.
I can't take it anymore. Running away, always running away, and now you hooked. You hooked.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Oh, but did you...
You're scared of something?
Yes, I'm scared. But not for myself. I'm scared for you.
If you don't like the setup, why don't you just pull out? Go ahead. Grab the first bus back to Mama, why don't you?
Don't talk like that, Jimmy. I don't...
Hey.
What?
Frank. He doesn't know it, but he did me a real favor. Just when we needed a break. Good old Frank.
What is it, Jimmy?
I just happen to remember. A couple of weeks ago, Frank was telling me about a place, a drugstore in Fresno that's real close to here. A pushover, he says. They'll probably have a big narco supply, too. We'll break it tonight, you and me.
I can't, Jimmy. They'll get us. I can't.
Quit saying you can't. There's nothing to it. Just sit out like you always do, and if you see anybody, flash the lights and honk the horn. That's all you have to do. Now be quiet. I gotta think.
I tried to talk him out of it, but he only got madder. We ditched the truck in Merced. Then Jimmy used up his last cap. About 9 o'clock that night, we got a ride into Fresno and got something to eat. Then we went into a parking lot, took a black sedan, and got out of there fast. Then we drove out to the place. It was closed. Jimmy was like a crazy man. He knew there were narcotics inside the store. I kept the motor running, and Jimmy went up to the front door. My heart was pounding harder than it ever did before. Jimmy kicked in the plate glass in the door and went inside, and the bell started clanging. It was a burglar alarm. Then I saw a patrol car swinging in the alley alongside the store, and I started flashing the lights and honking the horn. I could see Jimmy through the window. He ducked behind a showcase. One of the police was running toward the back of the building. The other ran in the front door. I ran in after him. Remember, I was screaming, "Jimmy, Jimmy." Then the shot.
Lady, you hurt?
Jimmy! Jimmy!
Come on, get up now.
You killed him.
Almost got you, too. What was the idea of running right in the line of fire?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
They're coming with us.
My baby. Our baby.
What baby?
He was my husband. I'm going to have a baby.
Baby? Let's have a look at you. You kid. There wasn't a dollar in that cash register. Somebody tried to break in last night. We picked him up.
Last night? Frank.
Yeah, that's his name, Frank. Frank Renard, you know him?
Sure. Frank. He's the one you should have killed.
heard an actual confession. To protect the legal rights of this girl, names and places were changed or deleted. In a moment, you'll hear again from Doris Kane, who was arrested in Merced County, State of California. Tried under Section 700, sub M, WIC. Jimmy Kane's body was claimed by his parents and returned to Cleveland for burial. Frank Lenard was extradited to Ohio to stand trial for murder. The state of California has holds on him for grand theft auto, robbery, and burglary. Now here again is Doris Kane.
That's how it happened. Just like you heard. My husband was 18 when he died. I'm 15 now, and I'll be a ward of the juvenile court of Merced County in the El Retiro State School for Girls until I'm 21. But I'm thankful that because of my age, my baby will not have to be born in a prison. I'm thankful also that I escaped becoming a drug addict. I guess I'm most thankful of all for that, because I've seen what it does to you. A lot of boys and girls are following in my footsteps and don't know it. Maybe if they heard this, they'll think twice before they hurt themselves and the people who love them.
This has been I Confess, documented confessions of actual crimes. These true tragedies are brought to you each week at this time in an effort to stem the nation's forward march of crime. I Confess is a Canfield Lewis creation produced by Don W. Sharp.